The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Each Monday, we spend a few minutes with South Carolina Republican Party Chairman Drew McKissick. He is on our 94.5 The Answer guest line. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well for a Monday morning. How about yourself?
I'm ready for another week for sure. It's going to be a busy week, as it looks like the U.S. Senate is going to be taking up the For the People Act. This is an important bill that we've got to watch this week. Now, over the weekend, Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News talked about some of the items that Senator Joe Manchin has suggested might be some improvements that might be some things that the Republicans could do a little trading on here to make it a little more palatable. But basically, Senator Graham says it is the biggest power grab in our nation's history.
In my view, SR1 is the biggest power grab in the history of the country. It mandates ballot harvesting, no voter ID. It does away with the states being able to redistrict when you have population shifts. It's just a bad idea.
Now, one of the biggest things there, Mr. Chairman, is the redistricting. I mean, that would just be a disaster if they took that away from states. I mean, we need the ability to do our redistricting right here in South Carolina.
Totally, 100%. And Senator Graham's absolutely right. I mean, what you're seeing here with SR1 is essentially a gussied up version of HR1, you know, which is successfully lost steam, you know, which was the bill pushed by Nancy Pelosi, which would have done basically everything that Senator Graham just mentioned. But, you know, a few things here and there have been modified and so forth. But the problem was they put that bill out earlier this year. They got it past the House, and they were trying to get it through the Senate. And, of course, you know, Joe Manchin and some other ones balked at that, because the longer that bill sat out there, the more people did what Nancy Pelosi kind of joked about Obamacare back in the day. Remember when she said, we've got to pass it so we can find out what's in it?
Right.
Well, you know, so after the House passed HR1, people started looking at what was in it. And they're like, no, it would do what you just said. Essentially, it takes away the running of elections from state governments. It puts the federal government essentially in charge of it, and, you know, essentially gets rid of every element of ballot security. It gets rid of requiring states that would require a photo ID when you go to vote. Ballot harvesting would be universal. Mail-in balloting. I mean, you name it, every way that would make it easier to cheat when you're running an election was essentially in that bill. It was the same type of things that Democrats were trying to sue to get to happen in last year's election, which you remember when they brought the lawsuits here in South Carolina. We successfully challenged their lawsuit, went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court and stopped them cold here in South Carolina. So this is Democrats nationally trying to do through Congress what they cannot get done through legislatures around the country. They're controlled for the most part by Republicans in, I think, about 30 states or something like that. But as you point out, when you start talking about redistricting, you're essentially talking about the future, because we redraw lines once every 10 years, generally, after a census is done. That's required by the Constitution. And the way that those lines shake out impacts the makeup of the Congress after the next election cycle. So essentially, this is going to be it'll have a 10-year impact. If they are able to successfully take over redistricting from the states, well, then, you know, Katie bar the door. I mean, forget it. If they're drawing the lines, you know, and you know how they're going to draw the lines.
Of course.
Or giving them to federal judges or, yeah, exactly. So it's a power grab of just, you know, the ultimate order by people who cannot win elections at the state and local level, or not to the degree that would put them in control.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's some concerning pieces in there. Of course, it appears that one of the things that is most concerning to me is of course, the voter ID laws. Now, over the weekend, We heard Stacey Abrams and even Senator Raphael Warnock come out and say, "Well, now we didn't really mean that. We're not opposed to voter ID." So I don't know where they stand on it. I mean, I think I pretty clearly heard Stacey Abrams say that that voter ID laws should be eliminated. I think I've heard her say that a number of times.
Well, you heard her say that essentially it was racist to require a voter ID. Warnock, the same thing. Liberal Democrats been saying the same thing. What they've done is they've looked at the poll numbers. Again, it goes back to their experience with HR1. They saw that, you know, generally people think that, you know, hey, you should have to prove you are who you say you are when you go cast a ballot. That makes sense to like 90% of the population. And then when they find out these idiots are on the other side of that, they start looking, well, hey, if you're wrong on that, what other stuff do you have in that bill I need to know about? And that's what began to take them down in the polls.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be an interesting week as the U.S. Senate appears to take this up, and we'll see how it all falls out. And you and I will talk about it again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Joe. You have a great one now.
All right, you too. Have a great week. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party.